Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the strength of our ancestors, the host of this meal, the builder of the city that is to come. Amen. If we have died with Christ, we will also live with Christ. Let us confess our sin to the one who is faithful.
God, our helper, we confess the many ways we have failed to live as your disciples. We have not finished what we began. We have feasted with friends but ignored strangers. We have been captivated by our possessions. Lift our burdens, gracious God. Refresh our hearts and forgive our sin. Raise us to the new life you have chosen for us. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. There is rejoicing in heaven when sinners repent. Put your trust in these promises. God will never leave you or forsake you. You who were lost have been found. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Rejoice with the angels at this good news. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. Almighty and most merciful God, your bountiful goodness fills all creation. Keep us safe from all that may hurt us, that whole and well in body and spirit, we may with grateful hearts accomplish all that you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The children in our third grade class are ready to read for themselves the story of God's love for people written in the Bible.
Today we're excited to welcome you into deeper study of God's Word as you receive your own Bible. As parents, you've shown you want your children to know God. Part of the promises made at baptism are that you'll bring them to church, teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, and the Creed, provide for their instruction in the Christian faith, and as they grow, to give them a Bible of their own. You're in the midst of fulfilling the promises you've made to God and to your children. As a congregation, we want to encourage you in these tasks.
It is now our joy to assist you in fulfilling one of your pledges, that of placing in your child's hands the Holy Scriptures. So now, with us as your witnesses, complete your promise.
O God, you show yourself to us in your word. We pray you will bless these children as they read the Bible. May they find you to be their friend who is always with them. May they know you as their Savior and Lord. Encourage them in their Bible reading, that they may experience your love and grace. O God, the giver of all life, bless the parents and these children. Give them wisdom and patience for the task of teaching their children about you and their words and actions. Strengthen them in faith and cause them to grow in grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we share in the excitement and joy of this day, may we all be renewed in our desire to read God's word with wonder and understanding. So do you know what brings us all here today for worship? Do you? It's one word. Maybe one name. Maybe the Sunday school answer. Jesus. Jesus. And you know what Jesus is also called? God and the Word of Life. You know what the Word of Life is? How do we know about the Word of Life? Well, it's right here. What's this? You guys know what it is. Some of you just got one. A Bible, yeah. It's a Bible. It's the book, the Bible, the Word of Life. You alone have the words to eternal life. Yeah, I know who that is. And we know about Jesus. We know about Jesus through this, through the words. How do you think your parents know about Jesus so they can teach you about Jesus? Through the words, through Jesus, through the things, all these words and wisdom and everything that comes through here, the way of life. And today we got to hand it out to a couple of you as you get to read further. Some of you might not be ready for the tiny print. I understand. That's pretty intimidating. Some of you have little story Bibles at home. Some have picture Bibles. Some may have the Spark Bible with shorter stories. Either way, It's the word coming in so many different ways. For some of you today, your parents gave you the word once again, a promise. For some of you, they haven't done it publicly in front of the congregation, but they've done it at home. We do it every week. So that's pretty exciting news, isn't it? You got to see it at work again today. The word being handed out so it keeps going and going and going. And the good news is you don't have to leave this here. Take it with you. Take it out. Read it. Read it at home if you haven't brought it with today. And know that it is the word of life and it is most certainly true. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being the word of life, filling us with life. Let these words soak into our hearts, the word that is Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
The first reading is from 2 Kings. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now, the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and would wave his hand over this spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Parpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached him and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you have not done it? How much more when all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. He came and stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah! I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright, in the congregation, great are your works, O Lord, pondered by all who delight in them. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. Majesty and splendor mark your deeds, and your righteousness endures forever. You cause your wonders to be remembered. You are gracious and full of compassion. You give food to those who fear you. Remember forever your covenant. You have shown your people the power of your works in giving them the lands of the nations. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. The works of your hands are faithfulness and justice. All your precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, because they are done in truth and in equity. You sent redemption to your people and commanded your covenant forever. Holy and awesome is your name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who practice this have a good understanding. God's praise endures forever.
I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart.
A reading from 2 Timothy. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is sure, if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of this and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good, but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning with the 11th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our God and Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's October, which you know what that means. It's Halloween month, and everybody's entitled to a good scare, right? Anybody like jump scares? Yeah, a couple of you? No? Well, good. I'm not going to do it to you then, because nobody likes jump scares. That would be kind of mean and cruel. But what is a jump scare? Why do we go, ah? Oh, why do we do that? Well, yeah, it is scary. But more than that's true, it is scary, and we're scared because it's unexpected. That came out of nowhere. That ghost dropped from the ceiling out of nowhere. That person jumped out and scared me out of nowhere. It's unexpected. You've probably had unexpected things happen to you before. But when is the last time that you can remember somebody thanking you that was unexpected? That you didn't think you really needed it or you weren't looking for it, but all of a sudden they come up and say, thank you. I have a hard time thinking of that. I really do. I spent quite a few, well, we'll say minutes thinking about it, trying to figure out when's the last time somebody unexpectedly said thank you. For me, it may be after one of the messages in the past year where somebody comes up and says, thank you, this is exactly what God needed me to hear today. And you say, really? I didn't know that. It's unexpected. But also, when is the last time you expected somebody to say thank you and they didn't? That one's probably easier to think of, isn't it? Might be going and doing something for somebody else and wanting them to say thank you, but they don't. Maybe it's when you're in that midst of training your kids how to say please and thank you, and you tee it up so many times. Come on, just say it. And it doesn't happen. Thank you are those two words that sometimes just seem to be forgotten, aren't they? Today's gospel is full of these examples. Perhaps those that you would expect to turn around and thank Jesus, the one that they may know is the Messiah, the one they know clearly has power from God because they turned around and left and they're healed. You'd think, well, they should be the ones that turn around. Perhaps they're Jews. They might know what's going on. Why don't they turn around? Maybe they're listening to what Jesus said, which is go on your way. But you just expect maybe that they should turn around. And yet, there's one person that does turn around. And I really don't think, perhaps, at least in my time reading through it this time, maybe this is the one person Jesus didn't expect to turn around and say thank you. Or maybe he didn't expect it at all. For the person that turns around and says thank you is a Samaritan. We should think of the Samaritan as the good Samaritan from the parable. But the Samaritan is usually the one on the outside. One that doesn't seem to fit in with the crowd. The one you wouldn't expect to stop and turn around and say, thank you. But he does. Does Jesus seem surprised by what's going on? Maybe. When we think about it, gratitude sometimes gets lost. Maybe it's because of two things. Maybe it's because we feel we're entitled to something. Maybe we've gotten too good at the mindlessness of saying thank you. Maybe it's just become so ingrained in us that we don't actually know what we're saying. For me as a kid, when I went through the lunch line, I think I actually meant it most of the time, but the words that always come out of your mouth when somebody gives you food are thank you, thank you, thank you. Sometimes that can sound like a broken record, can't it, if you're going down the aisle? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But do we know what we're doing? Do we sometimes think it's as mindless? Do we sometimes think we're entitled to the forgiveness of sins? We're entitled to being saved, that we don't remember to stop and say thank you? We deserve it, so why should we stop and say thank you? So when is the last time you personally stopped and thanked God? Turned around for a moment before moving on your way. Think about that. The last time you actually stopped, thought about it, and said, thank you, God. Thank you. Today's an opportunity to do that. To stop, to turn around and say, thank you. Thank you. Right now on Wednesday nights, we're working our way through the creation story. And it really got me stopped and thinking about, when have I said thank you to God outside of here? I just got back from 2 weeks of vacation, and we were out at the Black Hills of South Dakota. And I did stop a few times and say, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful creation. Thank you for giving me the time to actually be able to go and rest for a little bit, knowing full well not everybody gets that, and then wishing that others could feel this too. Saying thank you for bringing my family with, my wife and daughter, even though sometimes they can drive you crazy. Especially in a 9-hour car drive. But thank you for letting it happen. Thank you for the family that's there. Which gets us back to that question I asked earlier about why are we here today? Jesus. We come to worship not to get something, perhaps, every time. We do get something. We receive the body and blood of Christ that we're going to hear again. We receive the forgiveness of sins as we already have today. But not only that, we give thanks. We praise God. We turn and say, thank you, God. That's one of the reasons we come to worship every week. Have you noticed the music today? Have you noticed the theme today? If you haven't figured it out, it's thanks and praise to God. Thank the Lord. Sing God's praise. Tell everyone what God has done. Thanks not just for the sake of thanks, but bigger, because God's bigger. And we say thank you, but it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there in the gospel. Jesus doesn't necessarily say you're welcome. I think that might be implied. But instead of saying that, he says, get up and go. Get up and go. Two times he says that. He says it first to them as they're being healed. Go on your way. Go and show others. Go and tell the church leaders what's going on. Go. The one that stops and turns for a moment recognizes what's going on. Even he says, get up and go. Thanksgiving for Jesus. Why not go and share this amazing news, this amazing Thanksgiving that we're all getting? So today, thank God. But don't stay there. Don't stay in that spot. Turn and recognize exactly what's going on. Hear those words of, indeed, you are forgiven. Indeed, you are filled with the body and blood of Christ. Indeed, it is for you. Say thank you. Take it and go. Let it fill you up. Renew you to go out into the world. Sent on our way. Go and give witness to what God has done. We'll sing that twice today. We will. So stop. Turn. Thank you. Who knows how you're going to feel just letting that off your chest and recognizing the one who indeed is more powerful than any of us and has done more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. Thank you, God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
With the whole church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the prayers of intercession.
This morning we have a special prayer response, if I may interrupt for just a second. This last week was Yom Kippur in the Jewish tradition, and I have the privilege of singing in those services every year. And Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, and it's the most important festival in the Jewish faith. And this simple prayer response just says, hear our voice, really, is the translation is more like, hear our collective voice. And it goes like this. Shema, Shema, Koleinu. Shema, Shema, Koleinu. Will you sing that with me, please? Shema, Shema, Koleinu. Shema, Shema, Koleinu. So wherever we normally would say, hear our prayer, that's what we'll sing. Okay.
Knowing the one in whom we trust, and with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us, We offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all in need. O God, you promise your church, if we die with you, we will also live with you. If we endure, we will also reign with you. Even when we are faithless, you remain faithful. Strengthen us to believe your gracious promises, Lord, in your mercy.
Shema, Shema, Koleinu. Shema, Shema, Koleinu.
Great are your works, O Lord, and we delight in the wonder and majesty of creation. As the earth brings forth its fruit, renew your creation so that all creatures are sustained and nourished. We pray especially for the safety of our farmers during this challenging harvest. Lord, in your mercy.
Shema, Shema, Koleinu. Shema, Shema, Koleinu.
The heritage of nations belongs to you, and your spirit fills the earth. Bless presidents, prime ministers and chancellors, lawmakers, judges, governors, and county officials, so that they may reflect your faithfulness and uprightness in their work for the people. Lord, in your mercy.
Shema, Shema, Koleinu. Shema, Shema, Koleinu.
You wash us and we are made clean. In your compassion, immerse all who are sick and suffering in your care. And we will pray especially for those listed in our bulletin, starting with praying for Sue, Betty, Karen, Melissa, Mavis, Kathy, Duane, John, Deb, Ashley, Tim, Dr. Tim, Bernie, Missionary Karen, Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Mongolias. Heal us even when there may be no cure, and give us thankful hearts, Lord, in your mercy.
Shema, Shema, Koleinu. Shema, Shema, Koleinu.
You called a people to be your own, and yet you have shown limitless love and mercy to people of every nation. Open our hearts so that, like you, we welcome the stranger in our midst. Lord, in your mercy.
Shema, Shema, Koleinu. Shema, Shema, Koleinu.
We thank you for the ways you have healed and restored us. Make our faith as strong as the one leper who praised God for his healing. When we feel lost, you seek us. When we feel broken and battered, your love is a healing balm. Lord, in your mercy.
Shema, Shema, Koleinu. Shema, Shema, Koleinu.
Bless our third graders and their parents as they receive your word. Strengthen and encourage their families. Lord, in your mercy.
Shema, Shema, Koleinu. Shema, Shema, Koleinu.
With love and thanksgiving, we remember those who have died in you. Give us certainty to trust the salvation that is in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy.
Shema, Shema, Koleinu. Shema, Shema, Koleinu.
Trusting and delighting in you, we commend all our lives into your loving hands. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive this blessing. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you, and with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us, Almighty God bless you with grace, mercy, and peace, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Go in peace, giving thanks to God.
Thanks be to God.